Oh, you mean, what tool you use to clean the fireplace?
No, what it is that you're cleaning out. When the fire burns down completely, you have to...
Ashes.
Okay. And, talking about the things that you have in a room, the thing that you're sitting in, or the thing the microphone's sitting on, you call a...
Chair.
Okay, and this thing here, what would you call that?
We call it a couch now.
Any other names for that?
Settee and let's see. No, I don't remember.
What if it falls out into a bed?
Well, that does.
See, do you ever use the word soap?
Do what?
The word soap?
Soap.
Sofa, sofie?
Sofa. Yeah.
Does that mean the same thing to you, or do you use that word, or?
She always says sit.
I always say sit.
She still calls it that.
But that does make out the bed there.
Tell her about how y'all just scrubbed the walls.
What did she ask?
What's that?
Well, she asked you how y'all live.
Well, she didn't ask that kind
of question. Well, how did you scrub the walls?
Well, now he knows, he better tell you, hadn't
he?
Well, I was trying to remember, son, how to put it.
You got those palmetto things and all?
Oh, the old big palmetto fans and put in the scrub brush. Made a scrub brush out of it. And Mama would always scrub her house. She didn't mop, you know, like we do now. Mm-hmm. And she'd get them old palmetto fans, mm-hmm. and she'd cut them. And Daddy made her a block about like this.
About a foot long?
Mm-hmm. And bored holes in it. And about six of them. So one above another, you know, three above, three. Put them in there, and that's what she scrubbed with.
And that's the wall?
And the wall that same way that you do that. We take the broom.
And this is a log house you're talking about?
Yeah. And we'd have to go log by log and clean them logs. But we'd have to do that. Anyhow, if it weren't once every 3 weeks, once a month, we'd have to go to every one of them logs in that log house and clean it.
That was a lot of work.
It was. And drawing water out of a new well at that, you know. Mm-hmm. But we always had a well. And we'd have to draw the water out of there unless it dried up. And if it dried up, we had to tool it from a creek. But we yet had to do that, just... wash and all like that, wash our clothes and all. And my mother used to make lye soap.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And she dyed corn. You know that hominy that mm-hmm. you see in the cans in the stores? Mm-hmm. She could lie that and make the hominy herself out of the corn. And that's where we lived back in that way. I was just coming out on the verge. I don't know too much about it.
You just remember watching people,
did you? Yeah, and listening to them talk lots, you know, uh-huh. too. And I was just coming out. We children just coming out on the verge of some of that, you know. Yeah.
Sam.
We were sharing depression days, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we're about on the verge.
Oh my God, I hope not. I don't want you children to know us like that. But that's about how we did it, honey.
Talk about some.
And my daddy used to hold logs, the snake logs as they called on the new oxen cart. Out the swamp, you know. A lot of these old roads that's through in these your communities. Is where they haul their drag their logs through to places to sell them, you know. Mm-hmm. And they make a lot of people are calling the old cart roads, like that now.
Call them what?
Old cart roads, CART roads.